This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Friday, March 15th, 2024. I am Dave Biddle, very happy joined by Jonah Booker. So much to get into. Obviously, we're going to talk about the Tony Alford news that broke Wednesday. Jay Book and I still have not talked about that. Who might replace Tony Alford here at Ohio State? And, you know, how does Jay Book view how everything went down? So we're going to get his takes on that. And we'll finish the show talking about this magical run that continues for this Ohio State basketball team. They play again today, 6:30 Eastern, against Illinois in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament. And if they win, my friends, could be right there, not for sure, but could be an at-large team for the Big Ten or for the NCAA tournament. All right, before we get into all that, I want to let you guys know about our sponsor we've been telling you about all week, Mando. My guys, do you ever lift a little too hard or just forget to apply your daily deodorant and get hit by a truckload of BO from all directions? Does that 3-in-1 shampoo leave you needing a second shower just a few hours after the first? From the founders of Lumi, Mando Whole Body Deodorant is helping men conquer their odor in a new way. Formulated with mandelic acid, Mando has long-lasting 72-hour odor control that actually stops odor before it starts. Best part is you can put Mando everywhere. To top it off, Mando's cologne quality scents were created with men in mind. Pro tip, try their best-selling scent, Bourbon Leather. It's a game changer. And we have a special offer for you. New customers get $5 off a starter pack with our exclusive code and link. Use code BUCKNUTS at shopmando.com, shopmando.com. Mando starter pack is perfect for new customers. And luckily, once again, we have a discount for you to help get you hooked on my favorite smelling whole body deodorant on the market. New customers get $5 off a starter pack with our exclusive code. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack. Use code BUCKNUTS at shopmando.com, shopmando.com. Boom. There you go. All right. All right, man. Let's just start with this. When you heard the news, when you first heard the news that it was official that Tony Alford was going to Michigan, your reaction?
I thought it was a joke, to be completely honest with you. I actually wasn't by a computer at the time. I was off running some errands. And my fitness watch, you know, is hooked up to my phone, and I, you know, get an alert on my watch, and it said Tony Alford is headed to Michigan. And I've looked at my watch. I go, is this a joke? Somebody playing games? I was like, there's no way. And then I picked up my phone, saw it, and I was like, goodness. But the timing couldn't have been worse, Dave. I don't understand it as far as that particular team. I understand it regarding his contract situation. There was a reason on February 15th when the school announced that, you know, so many coaches were getting pay bumps, so many coaches were getting contract extensions, and his name was left off the list. We've said it, you know, it's been in the boarding house multiple times. There was a lot of frustration with his recruiting. I've been told specifically that chasing the South Florida running backs was something that Ohio State internally was warning him about. When it comes to Mark Fletcher and Jordan Lyle, there was not a lot of confidence within the program that they were going to be able to keep Jordan Lyle. And then you look at Mark Fletcher last year, that class where he simply missed on an entire class of running backs. Luckily, they were able to get Judkins in here to kind of fill that hole. But as far as the contract, getting to 3 years versus one, I can understand that. But, man, you're leaving the best running back room in the country. those guys are probably going to be knocking on the door at 1,000 yards apiece. At that point, he can pick and choose where he wants. It's been a lot of reports out there, Dave, that he interviewed for the Notre Dame job. After last year, he was ready to accept that particular job, but Dalen McCullough decided to stay. So that wasn't a job that came open for him. So he's had one foot out the door. I know there's been a lot of reports out there that Miami has reached out, LSU has reached out, USC has reached out. So there's been a lot of interest to get Tony away from Ohio State. For him to go to Michigan at this time, Dave, that seems like it's a little personal.
It definitely is. I mean, there's no doubt it's personal. We know it is. I mean, right. He could go. I mean, come on. There's got to be. He could have. It's not like anywhere else. I don't know who else has like running backs jobs open at like, you know, big time programs right now. But come on, we know it's personal, and you nailed it. It's as simple. There's no mystery here. Some coaches were let go after the season. Parker Fleming, you know, eventually Corey Dennis, and a lot of guys got pay raises and extensions, like you said. And Tony even got a small pay cut. You know, he didn't get a raise and even got a small pay cut. So he knew the writing was on the wall. And then, you know, when he had his opportunity to get back at Ryan Day, he took it.
Yeah,
I do believe that it is. It is. It's 100% personal. Yes.
I was going to say, so you think about it, Dave, right after Missouri game, there was a lot of speculation, you know, amongst the media who was going to stay, who was going to go. There was pretty consistent reports that Tony's name was on a report that he's probably out at the time. Now you may be able to verify this, but I've heard that he basically had to re-interview for his job again. Now, if you're Ryan Day, you have to look at it like this. Why would I give a contract extension to a guy who's half in, half out? He's taken multiple requests for other jobs for lateral moves. Why would I give a guy a pay raise who's not recruiting at a high level? Now, I will say this. Tony's a good man. And, Dave, you can attest to this. He is a really good man. But the way he went about this and the timing of it, it leaves a sour taste in my mouth. Now, the question is, who are you to believe? Because if you're to listen to the Michigan outlets, this has been in the works for several weeks now. The holdup was that Michigan was working on a settlement for Mike Hart for his departure so that they couldn't announce Tony's hire then. So you're telling me that this has been in the works for several weeks, but the guy's showing up at practice, still practicing, knowing that in the back pocket, he's interviewed for the Michigan job. He probably has this job in his back pocket. So he's showing up to work. He's still doing recruiting things. He's still sitting there in meetings with Ohio State, going through installments, meeting Chip Kelly, doing all the things that needs to be done to make sure that as they progress during spring practice, that the installation and everything is up to par. So that right there, I'm just like, that right there looks kind of shady. Now, Tony bucked back on my Twitter and said that's not true regarding the Michigan outlets. So what's out there, you know, who knows? But the timing of it does seem highly suspect.
I can't say I've got an excellent source on this. And, you know, we put notes on Bucknuts Wednesday to get everybody kind of up to speed on how this went down. If this had been in the works for a couple of weeks, Ohio State didn't know about it. High up people in the WAC did not know till 9:30 a.m. Wednesday. And they had a scramble to then, you know, lock Tony's, you know, all of his ways to get into the video. And they were also checking out, they had to call IT at Ohio State. We're going to have a note in the boarding house today. It's already up on Bucknuts, as a matter of fact, early Friday boarding house. They had to like get IT on the phone immediately to lock all of Tony's access to videos and to find out what he had recently printed out, what he had accessed over the last couple of weeks. And they're mostly concerned about the Chip Kelly stuff. Yeah. Everything else is already pretty much out there. And it's not like they've put that much in, but that's what they're concerned about. So here's the thing. Ohio State was taken off guard. Now, Ohio State fully knows that Tony, you know, was probably thinking this was his last year. I mean, they knew what they did, but they did not think that this was going to happen at this time. Now, There's a reason Ohio State reached out to Eddie George back in January just to gauge his interest, but it was a hypothetical then. Eddie's not going to come here. He believes what he's doing at Tennessee State. He wants to turn them into an HBCU powerhouse. That was, you know, what he wants to do. And we're going to get into who might replace Tony in a moment. But yeah, my source told me a few things here. Like Tony got, and Tony is a good man. Okay. Tony is a good man. I know that for a fact. He's the guy when some of the guys on the team would need to go talk to somebody. Tony was kind of like the de facto dad of the team, the father figure of the team. He's a good man. But, you know, this was definitely, you know, him trying to get back at Ryan Day. And, you know, and they were taken off guard by it. But I was told by an excellent source who would definitely know that Tony got lazy on the recruiting trail, that they had to push him to recruit. Guess who the lead recruiter is? I know you know this, but for the audience out there, the lead recruiter for Quinshon Judkins was Ryan Day. It was not Tony Alford. And that's after, as you said, Jay Buck, he struck out. And when you're recruiting offensive line, man, we're talking about – or excuse me, when we're talking about recruiting running backs, we're not talking about like recruiting offensive linemen where you need to get four or five guys. We're talking about one or two dudes a year, and he wasn't getting it done. So a lot to unpack there. But, yeah, I mean, if this had been in the works for a couple weeks, that sounds like spin doctoring. Ohio State certainly wasn't aware of it, if that's true.
Yeah. So – I mean, think about it, though, Dave. There's been reports that DeMarco Murray interviewed for the Michigan job, and for whatever reason, you know, the Mike Hart thing, it's been kind of – that had been in the works for a while now because of, you know, health concerns, whatever, you know, was going on with him.
Getting passed over. I think getting passed over for offensive coordinator. They promoted this guy who got fired at Old Dominion a couple years ago, offensive coordinator. Go ahead, sorry. Right.
So when it comes to when you're looking at the timing of this, today is, you know, today's Friday. What the announcement was, what, midweek or something like that. So there's no way Michigan calls him up within a matter of a day and says, hey, Tony, do you want the Michigan job? Let's talk contract details. Let's have our representative contact your representative. You talk it over to your wife. There's no way that you make that type of move within a day or two, Dave. That's just not how the process works. For this to come about, he had to have had conversations with them and knew this, like, this is a possibility for, you know, let's be generous here. Let's say a week, 2 weeks or so. He's still within the facilities going through that. So I just think that, you know, Tony, he did right by his players throughout his 9 years. Like, as you mentioned, he was a mentor to a lot of those guys. He was the father figure for those guys. But in the end, I think it got a little bit personal with him and Ryan. But at the same time, if you have one foot out the door, can you really blame Coach Day for turning up the heat on him? Can you really blame the recruiting staff for putting the pressure on him to do your job? Like, hey, man, you're the highest paid running back coach in the Big Ten. We've had recruiting issues on the trail over the last several years where it's been up, down, up, down. We've had one running back that you've recruited in the last 9 years drafted, which is J.K. Dobbins. So if you're Tony, I understand like feeling comfortable in your role, but you also have to feel responsibility for that job. Like if they're pushing you to be better at recruiting, you take that feedback and you go and blaze that trail. That's why I think some of the names, Dave, and maybe you want to let the listeners know some of the names if you dropped on there, if they're able to land some of the names that they're targeting, I do believe it would be a major upgrade recruiting wise. And then you get someone who's a little bit younger, you can really develop them into this role. But some of the names that you've thrown out there, like if they can get some of these guys, the recruiting chops that they have will be absolutely home run hires.
Yeah, it's fine. Let's get into it. You know, initially I was told not to mention DeMarco Murray as a candidate because it put him in a bad spot. But I think other people have now mentioned that. So I can be free to mention that, DeMarco Murray's a candidate. You know, I mean, as you mentioned, would he be willing to leave his alma mater of Oklahoma? Well, he already interviewed at Michigan. So, you know, if money, right. He's making like over $500,000 at Oklahoma, so he's not starving. But Tony was making north of $700,000. So you throw $800,000 at DeMarco Murray. Now, Another thing to point out here, for those that didn't read my report, Ohio State is in no hurry here. The number one thing is to find the right guy. That doesn't mean they're going to wait 2 months. But if you're thinking they're going to hire somebody this weekend, that's not happening. They're going to conduct interviews next week. They are not in a hurry. They want to find the right guy. If worst-case scenario, Chip Kelly and Ryan Day have to coach running backs, that's not a lot more on their plate compared to what they've been doing. Think about what Chip Kelly's been doing for 16 years as a head coach. And now Ryan Day's got so much more on his plate because of Chip Kelly. Those guys can handle running backs if they need to. They want to find the right guy. So DeMarco Murray's a guy that's out there. Robert Gillespie at Alabama, he's a guy out there. I think right now I would say those are, and not necessarily in the order that I brought them up, those are probably the top two candidates in my opinion.
Yeah.
And there's probably there might be somebody out there, or maybe people out there, plural, that we're not even talking about. Why do I say that? Because my source also tells me Ryan Day's phone has been blowing up. I mean, absolutely blowing up with running backs coaches being like, can I get a seat at the table here? Can I get an interview? I mean, it's like the primo, you know, assistant coaching job that's open in college football right now. So, you know, I think Robert Gillespie and DeMarco Murray are candidates. They're going to give Pepe Pearson an interview. They're going to give, I don't think he'll get the job. He's Eddie George's running backs coach at Tennessee State. They're going to give Scotty Graham an interview. That one's interesting. Scotty Graham was at former Ohio State fullback, was at Arizona. Now has been at Washington for just a couple of months following their coach to Washington. I think Scotty Graham, I was told, will get an interview. I this is no joke. I was told Mike Hart will get an interview. You're like, oh, come on. Is this a tit for tat thing? Is this Ryan Day being cute? Oh, you're going to take Tony Alford? I'll take Mike Hart. How do you like that? Ryan Day's not into games like that. I was told this is nothing to be cute. He's probably not going to get the job, but Coach Day wants to interview him because he wants to make sure he leaves no stone unturned here. So there you go. Those are the names I'm hearing. That's the timetable that you can expect. What do you think, JB?
Man, the Robert Gillespie name, that is the one that I want, Dave. Just looking at his profile, going over there 24/7 if you have it. And our own Pat Murphy dropped a nugget on him on the front row message board last night as well. So venture over there to the Bucknuts site and look at Pat's update in regards to the Alabama running back coach, Robert. That's one that I would love to have. Incredible recruiting chops, Dave. I mean, he's being credited for the Keon Keeley, who Ohio State really wanted last year on 24/7. In his career, Dave, he's landed 5 5 stars, 24 four stars, and 34 three stars. Like, he is an absolute menace on the recruiting trail. If you can get someone like him up here, now you're being able to have another extension who can really recruit the South in the SEC territory. That would be absolutely huge. On top of that, he's had productive running backs, so he knows it. He has the NFL experience. I would love to see him come up here and with it, bringing those recruiting accolades that he has, it would be an absolute home run hire there. So check out Pat's update on the front row message boards, because he mentioned him as one of the guys that they're really targeting.
Yeah, he mentioned DeMarco Murray too. I almost sent Pat a text. Yeah. I'm like, that's the guy my source was telling me don't put that name out there. But hey,
hold Pat on. Pat
wasn't the first one to put that name out there. Other reporters had already put that out.
But here's the thing I don't understand, Dave. All of the Michigan people are saying, oh, you know, when Mike Hart's leaving because of health concerns and things of that nature. If that's the case, why is he interviewing for Ohio State? Like, what's going on there?
Gosh, I don't even get on their board anymore. It's just, it's ridiculous because, like, it's just the spin doctoring is just out of control. You're going to get dizzy after like 2 seconds. I'm telling you, man, 100% the reason Mike Hart left Michigan is because he got passed over for offensive coordinator. And look who he got passed up for offensive coordinator. The guy that got fired at Old Dominion as offensive coordinator in 2021. So 2021, this guy's at Old Dominion and gets fired as offensive coordinator after that season. Michigan hires him as a quality control coach. Okay, fine. No big deal. 2022. Then they promote him to quarterbacks coach last year, 2023. Now they promote him to offensive coordinator. It's crazy. And you're Mike Hart. You're sitting there. Are you kidding me? So that's just spin doctoring it to the nth degree right there.
And then Tressard Choice, he's another name that's been popping up as well.
Yeah. You know, I'm with you on Gillespie. No, I mean, DeMar, it'd be cool It'd be cool talking to DeMarco Murray. I'd have to like thank him. Like, you know, this is where I'm getting old, where I'm going to have to thank Ohio State coaches for helping me for so many years on my fantasy team. He was a good get. DeMarco Murray was a, he was a touchdown machine for my fantasy team there for a couple of years, which I appreciated. Yeah, man, I'm with you on Gillespie. He checks all the boxes. Let me ask you this. I mean, he's an SEC guy through and through, though. I mean, money talks. The money's right. I mean, obviously the money would have to be right. If the money's right, you think he would. Now, Bama would probably come back and at least get close, I would think. But I don't know if they can match what Ohio State. But you think he'd be willing to – I mean, he's SEC through and through. Played at Florida, coached at Florida, coached at Tennessee. Now he's at Alabama. He's an SEC dude.
The one thing, the only concern that I have about him, he has bounced around quite a bit throughout his career. Now, you know, he started at South Carolina, went there for a couple of years under Steve Spurrier. He went to Oklahoma State for a couple years there, where he, you know, he did really well. Jumped to West Virginia for a year or two, then went to Tennessee, then went to North Carolina, then went to Alabama. So he's not afraid to move around. So he's been at, you know, six different schools since 2005. I mean, you can look at it and say, well, that's just the way the coaching world revolves, especially for a position coach. But yeah, he's not afraid to bounce around. So When you're Ohio State, the pedigree of Ohio State, on top of the resources that they're going to be able to provide for you, now you combine that with the best running back room in all of college football. Now you're talking about a job that is going to be highly coveted. As you mentioned earlier, Ryan Day's phone has been blowing up off the hook. And there's been, what, Dave, in on the message boards, there's been guys who aren't even running back coaches who have been reaching out to Ryan Day. It's like, hey, man, I would love a swing of the bat at that position. So I wouldn't be surprised that if it comes down to Gillespie or Choice, trying to get those guys from Alabama or Texas, that won't be hard because they're going to have the resources to probably go dollar for dollar. The question is, do those guys want to be able to move up to Ohio State, move up north and have a presence on a national profile program like the Buckeyes, but still recruit the South? That's up to them. That's up to their family. But you better believe Ryan Day, he's going to go big game hunting when it comes to trying to fill this running back position, coach.
One more thing on all the running back stuff. You know, my source told me that this was Wednesday night. Okay. I haven't checked back in with them yet, but I plan on it today. I have to ask, like, so any worries about any of these guys transferring, any of these scholarship running backs transferring? He said, absolutely not. Reminded me, you know, for Judkins, for example, he's not going to follow Alford to Michigan. Like, Ryan Day was the one that recruited him. Like, he's very happy here. I'm sure Travion's not thrilled right now, but they're going to sit these guys down and explain them. We're not going to bring in some scrub. We're going to hire somebody that you guys love. Like, we know that some of you guys are close to Tony. Of course these guys are close to Tony. Guys that aren't even running backs on the team were close with Tony. So these guys are very close with him. Dallin Hayden. I'm sure James Peoples. I was told no worries about anybody transferring. Could something change? Perhaps, but I think all of those guys are going to stick around. What are you hearing? What do you think there, Jay Book?
Yeah, I don't have any concerns about that. You know, it for those kids, Dave, it just has to suck because you think about the Ohio State program. What are they preaching right now? All in. The clip is loaded. Michigan is the target. He's been, you know, preaching that he's been preaching week after week, day after day. We, you know, this is what we got to do to beat Michigan. We hate Michigan. And then you go and you're preaching that to these kids every single day. And then you turn right back around while they're on spring break and go to Michigan. I know Judkins and Dallin Hayden, those guys unfollowed Tony Alford. To me, Dave, I just think that the recruiting will be one that keep an eye on because you have the two in-state guys, Bo Jackson's and Marquise, and then you got Jordan Davison out of California, who Ohio State's been trending for. Those guys is something to keep an eye on. I do think that Ohio State is in a good enough position that they're still going to be solid as long as they have a home run hire there. Now, you're going to have to build up those relationships with those guys because Tony was on the brink of potentially landing one, potentially two of those guys. Now, being in-state kids, that right there gives you a little bit of a leg up because, Dave, you know, you followed it. If you're an in-state kid who's been targeted by Ohio State, making it a priority, those kids are very – they're tough to beat Ohio State for. So you just need to make sure that you don't drop the ball with this hire. If you don't, I still feel pretty good regarding the recruiting aspect for the 2025 running backs because they're going to need them, Dave. They definitely got to take two this cycle. I mean, you don't know what you're going to get from these younger guys there, but you definitely have to have two running backs in the fold this recruiting class.
Yeah, I don't think the strategy can be, let's just find a Quinshon Judkins every year in the portal. I still can't believe he transferred here. They have both him and Trey, and they're just this stable of backs with Hayden. And, you know, I love James Peoples too.
But so, I will say this, Dave, and you can let me know. With the room that you have and the position as a running back coach, I'm not really worried. Like, how do you feel? Because I feel like the running back position, because it's been devalued so much over time, and you look at what Chip Kelly's going to be able to bring to the table with his expertise in the rushing attack and kind of his philosophies and principles, I'm not worried about the running back coach position. That's why I'm not, like, freaking out about it, because I feel like you're going to be able to plug and play whoever's in there. And the thing is, we might look at whoever it is. It can be a grad assistant, but if you have 2,000 rushing running backs, we're going to look at it like, holy moly, that coach is phenomenal. When all the reality is, you have a loaded running back room with a offensive coordinator who specialize in rushing the football. So whoever you bring in there, they're probably going to look excellent as far as their coaching chops.
Exactly. And look at some of these names we're talking about. You know, let's say pick one of those guys. You think like it's going to be like he walks in there and all of a sudden the running back room is going to be trash because of this coach? No, they're confident. My source tells me they're confident they're going to upgrade here, both in terms of a recruiter, which I'm told won't be a high bar to clear. And listen, I'm going out of my way not to trash Tony because I do like him personally. But trust me, I do have mixed emotions here because, you know, you guys know where my allegiances lie. So, but like also not that the recruiting got lazy. It's like, did we see great development from running backs? J.K. Dobbins, again, being the one exception to the rule, the one exception of the one running back that Tony recruited while I was here that made it to the NFL. And by the way, I think he would have been a hell of an NFL running back if not for those injuries. Still might be. But development, are we seeing crazy good development from some of these running backs? I mean, no, I'm not worried about it in the least. You got Chip Kelly, and they're going to, you know, help with the running game, like you said. And whoever they bring in is going to be a really good running backs coach.
Yeah. Yeah, and the person I hope they bring in, I hope it's someone who's going to be at that position for a while there. You know, that's the one thing that you can say about Tony was he did give you 9 solid years there. But you can definitely squeeze a little bit more juice out of that position room, especially when it comes to the recruiting aspect.
All right, Jay Book and I are going to finish the show in a moment talking about this red-hot Ohio State basketball team quarterfinals against Illinois this evening at 6:30 Eastern. So for Jay Book, that's 3:30. He gets to just chill in the afternoon and watch the game. By the way, we're back on daylight saving here in Ohio. Arizona is smart. They just don't change their clocks. I think eventually we're going to do that here in Ohio. We're not there yet. So Jay Book is nice enough to join us, get up at 7 a.m. We'll get up before then, but start the show at 7 a.m. for him. So going forward, until we fall back, Friday Bucknuts Morning Fives are going to start at 10 a.m. Real quick, I got to tell you guys about our sponsor and Patrick Murphy's favorite company in the world, apparently. He keeps texting me about it. I think I speak for most men when I say we want to be at our best in the bedroom. The issue is that over-the-counter pills that help in that department contain unregulated chemicals, suggest unsafe doses, and include the risk of several other health problems. That's why we partnered with our friends over at Joy Mode. Whether you're looking to spice up your intimate moments or increase your confidence in the bedroom, Joy Mode makes all natural and science-backed supplements dedicated to helping men perform better across their core functions. And J-Book gets to laugh at me. So there's all kinds of benefits here. Here are the game changers. All ingredients have been assessed in peer-reviewed journals. All the ingredients have been studied and researched in humans, actual people. I don't know about you, but I'll never go back to prescription or over-the-counter drugs after trying Joy Mode. Small enough to fit in your wallet and take with you on the go. It's the perfect travel companion. So go to usejoymode.com/bucknuts and get 20% off with code BUCKNUTS at checkout. That's 20% off and free shipping with code BUCKNUTS at usejoymode.com/bucknuts. Great sex solved naturally. Boom. I love that Patrick Murphy loves it so much, but like, you don't need to tell me about it. Too much information. Yeah. All right. I tell you what, Jake Diebler, man, they're not just winning games. Like, they're favored by 1.5 over Iowa yesterday. They win by 12. Favored by 1.5 over Rutgers last week at Rutgers. They win by 22. They beat number 2 Purdue, handled in Nebraska, a good Nebraska team with ease. He's now 6-1. They win today against Illinois. That'd be a really good win for their net ranking because Illinois is ranked so high. They could be an at-large team, which is insane to me. Okay, a lot to unpack here. What does Jake Diebler need to do to keep the job? And if he doesn't get the job, who do you want?
Just keep it going, Dave. Just keep it going. I mean, they're playing extremely well. They're right there on the cusp. They have the tournament right in front of them. Just keep winning, and you're probably going to be in, as you mentioned, right there as a bubble team. But, man, they are playing outstanding under him. Like you tweeted out, Dave, you know, how far ahead would this team would have been if they'd have pulled the plug earlier on Holtman and let Diebler, you know, get these guys towards midseason. But, man, they're playing some great basketball. I do think he has a legitimate shot of earning this coaching position because if they make a run, Dave, how do you say no to this guy? I know May from Florida Atlantic has been probably one of the names now. I know the South Carolina coach just parlayed his the talk of Ohio State into a 6-year extension for him. So
he's not, for that. No.
Yeah, there you go, Dave. You got that man paid. You got him paid.
I'm Lamont Paris. Lamont Paris doesn't even need an agent. I'm his agent over here back in Ohio for him. But hey, good. Congrats to him.
He needs to send you a nice bottle of whiskey, man, for that. Because you got him additional 6 years on that contract, hyping him up. But yeah, so I think it's either going to be Diebler or May. And then I think you had a report, Dave, that some of the boosters are saying no on McDermott.
No. It's Sean Miller.
Or Sean Miller,
But Sean Miller tried to get a job here, and they gave him the Amy Winehouse, and they said, no.
Yeah, so
No
to Sean Miller. So I know a lot of Ohio State fans out there, they've been saying no to Sean Miller. So if Dave's sources are correct, then don't worry about that. But, man, I'm cheering for these guys. They really have an opportunity to do something. And the thing about it, Dave, which I love about March Madness, if a team like Ohio State gets in the tournament, they can really do some damage because it's not always the best teams. It's a lot of times the teams who are the hottest, the teams who are playing the best ball and peaking at the right moment. And that's what you're starting to see from this Ohio State team. I just really want to see them get in the tournament because they can be dangerous now. You look at this year, Dave, probably besides Houston and UConn, everyone could probably be got. I mean, Kansas got blown out by 20 by Cincinnati. Duke got beat by NC State. Carolina's susceptible to taking the L here and there. Marquette's going to be tough because Shaka Smart's going to have those guys playing some defense. But if you can get in there, man, you can absolutely make a run, especially when you're playing your best basketball at the right moment.
Look at this live audience that we have. Wow. Look at that number, J-Book. Really appreciate you guys. And, of course, I really appreciate the wisdom of Jonah Booker. Thank you, J-Book. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. We appreciate it very much. Hope everyone has a great day and a great weekend. Keep it going, Buckeyes.
Ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount+, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.